From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. This music by Bedřich Smetana perfectly captures, in purely musical terms, a simple stream of water. From this gentle beginning, it flows roughly 267 miles, 19 of which run through the middle of the beautiful city of Prague. And just as the Mississippi, the Ohio, and the Colorado have shaped what this country has become, so has the Vltava shaped the composer's Czech homeland. Now, Andres Nelsons leads the BSO in three of the tone poems that make up what Smetana called My Homeland, along with an ecstatic piece by James Lee III that was inspired by religious devotion and an astonishing celestial body. It's all coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. One of the true rewards of orchestral music is the way this art form connects us to each other, opening new perspectives on the experiences and cultural values of others, and sometimes even reflecting our own experiences and values. This Boston Symphony program begins with a piece rooted in the composer's own spiritual life, layered with the symbolism of a brilliant part of the galaxy we can see on a clear, dark night. And the concert concludes with three parts of a collection of works that, together, paint a picture of a beautiful landscape, as well as the culture that's grown within it over the centuries. What this program will not include, unfortunately, is Dmitri Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 1, which was originally part of the concert, but which is not available for rebroadcast. And with that, to bring you the opening of this concert, here is my friend and colleague, Ron Della Chiesa.
The first piece on the program is inspired by a combination of ancient Hebrew tradition and a spectacular cosmic presence that resides about 20 or so light years away from Earth. Orion's Nebula is one of the brightest objects in the night sky, a dot of light that appears as the middle star of the sword in the constellation of Orion. It also happens to be the one constellation mentioned in the Old Testament of the Christian Bible. And that's where Hebrew tradition enters the picture. The composer James Lee III channels the imagery and symbolism of his own faith into his music in this piece. He's a lifelong member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Protestant denomination based in the conviction that the second coming of Christ is imminent. Lee bases his piece in the ancient Hebrew festival of Sukkot, a week-long holiday that follows Yom Kippur. And as Sukkot through Orion's Nebula begins, there are musical reminiscences of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. As the themes develop, they symbolize, as the composer writes, flourishes and dance-like celebrations, which imitate the people's reception of the Messiah. And these ideas build to a climatic scene of, to quote Lee again, celestial images of the Messiah coming down out of heaven through the Orion constellation, first the redeemed saints traveling through the constellation, and finally the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. Now coming on stage, our music director Andres Nelsons, and this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will begin. We'll hear Sukkot through Orion's Nebula by James Lee III from WCRB.
Thank you.
An ecstatic celebration of faith in the divine. You've just heard Sukkot through Orion's Nebula by James Lee III, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and music director Andras Nelsons. Our composer on stage. He earned a degree in piano performance as an undergraduate at the University of Michigan, where he also earned his doctorate in composition. And in the summer of 2002, he was a composition fellow of the BSO's Tanglewood Music Center. Heading to the stage door, our composer. By the way, he counts among his teachers Michael Dougherty, William Balcom, Betsy Jolis. At Tanglewood, he worked with Osvaldo Golahoff, Michael Gandolfi, Stephen Mackey, and Katia Sarriaho. Cheers and bravos for our composer, James Lee III. This is the first time the BSO has performed any music by James Lee III. Two of his works were given their world premieres at Tanglewood, by the way.
I'm Brian McCreath at WCRB in Boston. Unfortunately, we're unable to bring you Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 1, which was originally part of this BSO program. And now to continue this concert, here again is Ron Della Chiesa.
In just a few minutes, our music director Andras Nelsons will be back on stage to continue this concert with three of the six short tone poems that make up Bedřich Smetana's My Homeland, including the Moldau from Bohemia's Woods and Fields and Mladík. They're works that each portray in purely musical terms aspects of the composer's Czech homeland, from its landscape to its legends, to the very character of its people. But the process of writing them also proved to be a lifeline for Smetana. It was just after he had completed the first piece in the set that Smetana suffered the cruelest fate any composer could. He lost his hearing. It remains unclear what precisely caused the composer to go deaf. What we do know is that he was already in ill health when his work as a conductor and composer in the hyper-partisan world of European concert music led to an almost debilitating stress. Nevertheless, even without the benefit of hearing his work, other than with his own mind, he continued to assemble his patriotic masterpiece. The first of the three in this program is Vltava, or the Moldau, one of the most vibrant musical descriptions of nature you'll ever hear. Like the river itself, which runs through the capital city of Prague, it begins with a trickle off in the distance, the flowing lines joined by other instruments as it grows into a broad stream carrying power and beauty. The second is from Bohemia's Woods and Fields, which takes us into the countryside. We get a glimpse not only of the forests and fields of the title, but also the people who live and make their lives there, from a solitary country girl walking through those fields to a polka that rounds out the piece. And in this program, the collection concludes with Mladík, which evokes the winning of religious freedom in ancient Czech history. Whether heard individually or as a group, Smetana's My Homeland remains one of the great patriotic expressions in all of Western art music. Now coming on stage, our music director Andras Nelsons, and this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear three selections from Smetana's My Homeland from WCRB.
Thank you.
Three selections from Bedřich Smetana's My Homeland, including the Moldau, from Bohemia's Woods and Fields, and Planik. Andras Nelson's led the Boston Symphony Orchestra in concert here at Symphony Hall. The BSO performed the Moldau in 1890, led by Arthur Nikisch, but it took much longer for the orchestra to schedule Planik, the last piece we heard, which was played by the orchestra for the first time in 1969 at Tanglewood with conductor Carol Angell. And that was also the first BSO performance of the complete cycle of My Homeland. In 1971, Raphael Kubelik conducted My Homeland in both Boston and Washington. At that time, Kubelik and the BSO recorded the complete cycle for Deutsche Grammophon, a recording that many consider one of the definitive accounts of the piece. Now remember, you can hear BSO concerts on demand at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. That's where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to learn more and make your own plans to join us here at the Hall, just start right there at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. WCRB and the Boston Symphony wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these BSO concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oriot Ross, with assistance from Nick Squire and Joel Watts. Thanks as always to Bernadette Horgan and Emily Cotton of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kersinger of the BSO Publications Department, and orchestra manager Lynn Larson for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Thank you for joining us for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.